Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the 12th of the month of Av, 5780, the 2nd of August, 2020. We're up to the 91st Mizmor of Tehillim, which begins with such a beautiful image of a quiet and humble servant of God, studying the Torah, attempting to cultivate a relationship with Hashem. But the point that I really wanted to emphasize was in complete privacy, and we live in such an extroverted society. Social media makes us into extroverts even when nobody is around. And we're constantly broadcasting and branding and signaling to the world. And so much of the religious life, it's a language in which we become very inarticulate, culturally speaking, is about inner quiet moments. The Gemara says, "In bracha mitzuya ala bedavar hasamoy mina ayin," the bracha of God is reserved for that which is hidden, ba'asamecha. And Ba-Michan Ve-Hamidan Al-Shalosh, Micha distilled the Torah into three virtues, and one of the three was Ve-Hatznei Alecha Sim Elokecha, quiet, private sense. Again, it's not just about how a person dresses, but it's a psyche, it's an ethos of being reserved and understated and asserting oneself when necessary, but that's really the hallmark, and as Chazal say about the lasting qualities of the second set of luchos, ein lecha yafe minatznius. So to get to the psukim that really instantiate this, yoshev, to he who sits, there's a strong rabbinic tradition that we're still talking about Moshe Rabbeinu after the last mizmor, tefillah l'moshe l'ish elokim. So Moshe is somebody who certainly personified this. Yoshev b'seiser elyon, seiser from the language of hidden, of the one above, b'tzel shada yislonan, in the shadow of God, but we're using the term for Hashem Shakai, which connotes the one of strength. This person is Yislonan, from language of Lina, to spend nights. So Moshe Rabbeinu literally did it by day and by night at Har Sinai on multiple occasions. But here, as the Metzudas David says, who are we talking about? Hamizbodeh b'avodas Hashem uve'iyun sisrei HaTorah, that this is somebody who's spending day and night trying to commune with Hashem in a very private way. Omar l'Adonai machsiu mitzudasi Elohai eftachbo. And this is a reflection of a deep sense of trust in God for protection, both from, extrinsic threats, but also, in terms of spiritual development and attachment. And it takes a lot of faith to believe that one can cultivate this very deep personal abiding relationship with God, uvosid bach, to cleave to him. It's a very high bar to attain. Elohai evtachbo. Ki hu yatzilcha mipach hakush midever havos. He will save you from the external stumbling blocks, from plagues that go around, again, from all kinds of threats from the outside. But here again, we find this note of sort of cleaving to God, not just from threats, but for its own sake. Be'evraso, so in the wings of God, obviously, proverbially speaking, right, with an anthropomorphic touch here, God will hover over one, and one will seek cover and protection under the sheltering presence of his wings. So again, part of it is relative to a threat from the outside. And again, part of it is just, as David HaMelech says elsewhere, via kirvas elokim litov, that for me, simply being close to God, shivis Hashem l'negdi samid, is intrinsically valuable. It's valuable per se. It's what I want, even if there weren't threats outside me. Alev ha'har Hashem u'miyakom mimkom kacho, to draw close to God in that way. And so there's both an aspiration here, but also a means towards that aspiration. The aspiration is a sense of dveikus, a sense of cleaving to God, b'tzel shakai yislonan, seeing Hashem as machsi u'mitzudasi. And again, even those two words, mitzudasi connotes a fortress from the outside, machsi really relates to that sense of closeness, be'evraso yasech lach v'tachas kenafav techseh. So the aspiration is for a closeness to Hashem, yes, for the protection from the outside world that could afford. That's all certainly something we could all relate to right now, feeling the need for a sense of ongoing protection in these uncertain times, but also as a value in its own right, simply to be close to God, to cultivate that very deep and profound sense of dveika. So that's the aspiration. But again, you know, my thesis here is that there's also a means that's being subtly suggested. Yoshev b'seser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonan, that it has to do with, you know, having a bit of a retiring aspect to oneself and developing an inwardness, a robust and dynamic inner world. It doesn't have to be articulated and certainly not broadcast beyond, a very intimate circle. And again, it's so hard in today's world where everything is broadcast and everything is shared and everything, you know, becomes a photo op. And it's so hard for people to cultivate, you know, this inner space. But it's such a profound part of our religious endeavor here in this world. So if the aspiration is, you know, to cleave to Hashem, then perhaps the means is Yoshev b'seser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonan, as the Mitzudas David says, again, hamisboded b'avodas Hashem, somebody who really is retiring, very private in their pursuit in an attempt to draw close to Hashem in a very private and personal way. And again, like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu was the paradigmatic figure of this, in terms of, you know, Moshe Nigash Levado El HaRafel, V'Heimlo Yigashu. Moshe alone approached Hashem through the cloud. Aaron didn't go with him. Nadav and Avihu didn't go with him. Zekanim didn't go with him. You know, Yeshua was waiting at the foot of the mountain. So Moshe becomes the paradigmatic persona in this regard. But for all of us to be able to quiet, to carve out quiet, meditative, reflective moments for, you know, our spiritual lives, whether in prayer or sometimes even, you know, if necessary, outside of the framework of organized prayer, if that's not the most conducive setting. Yoshev b'seser elyon, language of nistar, of that which is hidden, b'tzel shaddai yislonan, that person will merit not only the protection from the outside, mitzudasi, but omar l'Hashem machsi, a sense of being covered by the very gentle and protective, comforting wings of Hashem and cleaving to his presence therein. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and looking forward to continuing our study of Tehillim together.